All right. Hello, everybody. So, what are we doing? We're breaking beliefs. All right. So, this episode concludes the trilogy. Now, what trilogy is this? Well, hopefully you watched the previous episodes. There's a trilogy on a book I'm working on. The book is called The Philosophy of the Inner Circle. Now I'm going to read the last chapter. Now this last chapter is called The Inner Circle. Okay, so here we go. The inner circle is a place where all is possible. It is a place where you are always at arm's reach of all you wish to experience. Now, why is the inner circle more beneficial than other philosophies? It is not. It is just simply a choice of where you prefer to be. Now, what are the benefits of preferring to be in the inner circle? Well, you can see every color, energy, vibration, and since it is always in your view, you always have the potential to see it, to learn from it, to taste it, to hear it, to feel it, and to experience it. You can relate to everything in existence because you have seen it grow and seen it evolve and seen it experience itself. When you stand in the center of all creation and you can see every perspective, every experience unfolding, you come to realize that every experience and every perspective is valid. Is the inner circle at the center of all of creation? Well, when you are there, it sure feels like it. The philosophy of the inner circle is a state of ultimate balance with all that is, which in return connects you also with all that is and keeps you balanced. You can see in the dark, and you are never blinded by the light. When you are in the inner circle, you have the advantage of seeing all. You do not lose yourself in light versus dark, in good versus bad. By staying perfectly in the middle of the circle, you do not limit yourself to what is possible for you to experience. You do not limit yourself at all, unless you choose to, so you can have the experience of limitation. When you are in the inner circle, you have the ability to paint a picture with infinite color, contrast, and perspective. When you are in the inner circle, you do not lean in any direction. You are in perfect harmony and balance with all of creation. You are never on the good side of creation or the bad side of creation. You are never on the positive side of creation or the negative side of creation. You are never in the light and are never in the dark. You're at the place where light and dark are one and the same. So is the inner circle the center of all of creation? It is a place of infinite possibility, which sure sounds like a place where all of creation comes from. The inner circle is a place where all is welcome. No one controls it, no one is in charge of it. The inner circle does not judge anyone. It is simply a place where you stand and see and appreciate all of existence. And where you come to realize you are always just a reach away from anything you wish to experience. The inner circle is you in perfect harmony and balance. So that's it, folks. That was the last chapter called The Inner Circle. And that concludes this trilogy of the book I'm working on called The Philosophy of the Inner Circle. So I hope you enjoyed those little snippets that I read, and that's it. So thanks for listening, and have a wonderful day.